Hi, welcome to the fifth of our Take Time Meditations for Holy Week, following some of the Bible accounts of the events leading up to Easter. My name's Stephanie, and I'm part of St. Francis Church in Valley Park. Yesterday, we reflected on Jesus in Gethsemane, and today, the meditation is based on Good Friday in the Bible, the crucifixion. We begin by making sure that we are sitting comfortably with our back supported by our chair. Our session will commence with a simple relaxation exercise, and then I will count us down from 10 to 1 into a state of relaxation. This will be followed by a guided meditation in which we imagine an encounter with Jesus. Even if you know very little about Jesus, your imagination will fill in the gaps. I will then explain how you can spend the following minute, either resting in God's presence or returning to the story. Don't worry if your mind wanders. Often it wanders to places that bring insight or healing. If it wanders somewhere unhelpful, gently bring it back. At the end of the meditation, I will bring you back to this time and this place by counting back up from 1 to 10. The meditation today is based on Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 22 to 32. Now, close your eyes or lower your gaze so that it falls unfocused on the floor. And focus your awareness on your breathing. You are not trying to alter it, but to become aware of each part of your body that is involved in the process. Notice the movement of the muscles in your stomach and in your chest. Notice also the sensation of the moving air as it enters and leaves your body. Notice how your body is already beginning to relax. There are many tensions in our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. And we are going to focus them all into two physical tension exercises. So firstly, put your hands palm down onto your legs and press down. Continue that pressure and feel the tension in your hands, your wrists, your lower arms, your upper arms, your shoulders, and in the muscles across your back. Just hold that tension for a few moments. Now gently and slowly release that tension. Return your hands to where they are comfortable and enjoy the sense of release. Now, push your feet together. Continue that pressure and feel the tension in your feet, your ankles, your calf muscles, your knees and your thigh muscles. Just hold that tension for a few moments. Now gently and slowly release that tension. Return your feet to where they're comfortable and enjoy the sense of release. So now I'm going to count us down from 10 to 1. At each step, just allow yourself to sink a little deeper into the support offered by your chair. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Picture yourself at 9 o'clock in the morning at the place of execution. The hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. Jesus has been condemned by the Jewish authorities, and the Roman governor, Pilate, has been persuaded to have him executed. The walls of Jerusalem tower over the execution site, and there are 3 crosses laid on the ground. The prisoners are surrounded by a company of Roman soldiers. You are shocked to see that Jesus has been savagely whipped and beaten. His upper body is a mass of open wounds, and a crown of sharp thorns has been pressed down on his head. He is offered wine mixed with myrrh as a mild painkiller, but he refuses. The soldiers lay him down on the rough wooden cross, and you look away and cover your ears as they hammer the huge nails, firstly through his hands and then through his feet. The cross is raised until it drops into the hole that holds it upright. It is wedged in place, and the soldiers begin to concentrate on the other 2 prisoners. There is a sign on the top of the cross which reads, "This is the King of the Jews." People passing by mock Jesus, shouting, "So you're the one who claimed he could tear down the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself if you're so clever." The chief priests and teachers of the law are here too, to check that their sentence is carried out. They also hurl abuse. Once the other men have been raised on their crosses, most onlookers head back to the city and it quietens down. Crucifixion can take days, and people have things to do. Despite the pain, Jesus is still able to speak. Even speaking to one of the criminals crucified beside him. Picture Jesus on his cross as he looks around him at the people who are left. He calls you to the foot of the cross, and the soldiers let you pass. Jesus invites you to share with him whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your heart. Just take this opportunity now. Thank you. listen as Jesus responds to what you have shared with him. Just be open to his response, whether it be in actions or as a feeling or an image or in words. Hear him speak your name and wait for his response. Hold on to anything that Jesus has shared with you. Hold on to your feelings. And either be still in God's presence, resting in the warmth of his love, gently bringing yourself back to that place of peace each time you notice your mind has wandered. Or return to the story and ask yourself who you might be, how that might feel, and what is God showing you through that experience. So either rest in God's presence or return to the story. Very gently and very slowly bring yourself back to this time and this place as I count us back up from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So thank you for joining with us in this Take Time meditation today. If you'd like to listen again or catch up on some of the other meditations from this week, they're available either via the Outreach Radio website or on the St Francis Church Valley Park website and Facebook page. And how about joining an Easter Sunday church service and hearing the end of the story? There's a service here on Outreach every Sunday at 10, or come and join us at St Francis on our Zoom service also at 10. Happy Easter!